Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, January 23rd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The man who police said killed 10 people in a mass shooting in Monterey Park, California, took his own life on Sunday, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff. Authorities say the 72-year-old suspected gunman shot himself after police tried to pull over the van he was driving. Officials say they are still searching for a motive for the Saturday shooting at a ballroom dance hall that also left 10 people wounded. We're exclusively reporting that banks, including JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, are teaming up to offer shoppers a digital wallet for online purchases. The service is aimed at competing with such third-party operators as PayPal and Apple Pay. The new wallet will be managed by Early Warning Services, the same bank-backed company behind money transfer service Zelle. The wallet, which doesn't yet have a name, is expected to be rolled out in the second half of the year. Activist investor Elliott Management has taken a stake in business software provider Salesforce that's valued in the billions of dollars, according to sources. Jesse Cohn, managing partner at Elliott, says the firm is looking forward to working constructively with Salesforce to realize the value befitting a company of its stature. Details of the campaign couldn't be learned. Salesforce shares are down by about half from a late 2021 high, and the company recently announced cutbacks in staffing and office space. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures wavered after finishing last week on a high note. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.